The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one, from education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation. This program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Well, we want to welcome everybody to Silicon Valley Business Connections. My name is Carl Davis Jr., and I'm one of your hosts, and we got Carl Welsh, Big Papa, in the audience. What's up, Carl?
And I am one of your hosts, but I am the better looking one. Hello, everybody.
You see, we have a lot of fun here today. But today we're going to be interviewing someone who I'm just amazed by.
Absolutely.
And his name is Jerome Solomon, and he's the dean of Cogswell College. So we want to dive into this right away. Jerome, tell us a little bit about you and Cogswell College.
So my name's Jerome Solomon. I am the dean of Cogswell College, which is a small private college in Silicon Valley. My background is I was born in Bakersfield, California, and I grew up in Los Angeles, though. My parents were divorced at a young age when I was four, and I grew up in Los Angeles, went to high school there, I went to UCLA as an undergrad, and there I took a computer graphics course, and it just really interested me on how you could take a programming language and actually generate things on the screen. And so from there, I went on to graduate school, and then from there, I worked in industry. I worked at a company called Rhythm & Hughes, where I worked on Babe, a Batman film, a few other projects, and then I worked at DreamWorks, worked on Shrek 2, Madagascar. Went to Electronic Arts, worked on the Godfather game.
Did you say Babe?
Yes.
Babe the pig?
Yeah, the talking pig. Yep. Which was a pretty, I don't know. I'll tell you a funny story about Babe.
Go ahead.
When we were working on Babe, it was actually a really hard project to work on, because back then there wasn't that many things happening on computer graphics, and the technology was rather crude. So we were making this film about a talking animal. And when we were working on Babe, making our pig talk, we got beat to the market. We had there was a film out called Gordy's, which was Gorky's or something like that. But it was a pig film about a talking pig, and it came out, and they beat us to market. So their film came out. And it flopped. It totally flopped. And we were just finishing Babe, and we thought, oh my goodness, our film's going to do poorly. The way that they made their pig talk is that they fed their pig peanut butter.
Oh, and it just kept mouthing. Yeah.
So
that's old school, man.
That's all. Yeah, they fed their pig. They fed the pig peanut butter, and so that's how they made the pig talk. And with ours, our pig was a lot more. The mouth was more articulated, and we were able to control it really finely, and really introduce a lot of character into the pig.
That was a good movie.
So it won an Oscar for visual effects. So
wow, that's fantastic.
So when the movie won the Oscar, do you win an Oscar also? So do you have one at your home that you know?
I don't have an actual Oscar at my house. I wish I did. But I was able to participate on a project with a bunch of really, really talented people. And, and that was a great joy for me.
Now, where did you go to school at?
So I did my undergraduate degree at UCLA, and I did my graduate degree at Georgia Tech.
Oh, Lord of Bruin.
Yeah.
That's all right. Bruin. We won't hold that against you.
Yeah, are you a Trojan?
Not yet. No.
I know. I'm
a Golden Bear.
I graduated from Cal State LA.
Right.
And people in the Bay Area always confuse. I say, I graduated from Cal State LA. They say, oh, UCLA. I said, no.
Right.
Cal State LA. There's a big difference, right? Hey, let me talk about some of the students who graduate from Cogswell. Mm-hmm. You've said that some of them have worked on different projects in Hollywood. Tell us a little bit about what happens to the alumni, because I know I went to something that you hosted one day and the alumni came and did an animation movie.
Yeah, yeah. So our so we have a lot of talent at our college. The students, we basically train the students from being like aspiring artists or being a student that plays games but wants to make them, doesn't know how, a student that's interested in technology but doesn't know how to program a computer. And we build them up from the ground up to where they, when they graduate, they're functional professionals so they can start working. Wow. So, yeah, so we placed our students have worked on many projects in industry. Cogswell is an interesting school because in industry, like if you talk any, with people that are in industry, they've heard of Cogswell, mm-hmm. but outside of industry, people have not. And that's very typical. So we're just, you know, continuing to grow the college and trying to, you know, let people know about the types of things that we're doing.
Well, tell us a little bit about the college. How long you guys have been around? Where exactly are you guys at? And what's your actual what do you call it again? Style regiment? What type of college it is? Yeah.
And what type of relationship it has with Stanford? I heard something earlier. You said about Stanford.
Okay. So, yeah.
Give them the axe. The axe. I'm sorry.
Yes. I'll compare us to Stanford, at least in some other colleges. So the college is over 145 years old. It's a small private college. We were actually in the state charter of California. But it's always been a small private college, very focused on training students on specific careers, and we still are that type of college. We're focused on teaching people to use both sides of their brain, so both their left and right side of their brain. You know, your right side of your brain is predominantly responsible for technical tasks and left side more creative tasks. And we try to get students that are stronger in one area of their brain or the other and teach them how to strengthen the other side. So I say we feed students spinach. In other words, if you're an artist, we're gonna actually have you take a programming class, because what we know is that nowadays, if you're an artist and you can't actually program or use a computer, you're not gonna get paid any money. People, if you're an artist and you produce art, the first thing people ask you to do is show them on their phone or their computer, right? So that's really what's going on with artists. And the same thing's happening with people that are technical because of innovation. So people that are technical need to be creative, because you have to be able to create, you know, new solutions to problems. Right. And that happens through knowing how to be creative. So our engineers will also take drawing classes because we want to teach them how to be creative. Now, the college, I guess the sort of the second part of your question is what type of college we are. So I want to tell people all the time, I'd like to be really honest, is that, you know, we're not Stanford. We're not Berkeley. You know, we're not sort of these tier level colleges, but we are more in the range of the state schools. So we compete really aggressively with the state schools. Our students come in with an average GPA of 2.9, so very good students. We have high academic standards. We're WASC accredited and BPPE accredited. So we have the two strongest accreditations. Those are accreditations shared with Stanford and Berkeley and Santa Clara and all the and San Jose State and all these other schools, same type of accreditation. So we try to keep really good, strong academics, but we try to put majors in place that students want to do and they can find success so they can get their college degree. Yeah.
Now, when you say the you teach the right brain and the left brain, does it actually come from a psychological science ideology, or is it now it's been so long to where you guys know, okay, the right brain is this, the left brain is this, so we're going to teach them this type of technology, this type of science, this type of engineering, this type of computer science and stuff?
Yeah, so we know that those are the sides of the brain that right. that serve
so
those basic
that.
Functions. And we also know that people typically, I mean, maybe even yourself, Carl, mm-hmm. like maybe you're like, I'm better at writing, mm-hmm. I'm better at art, I'm better at music, right. like I love those things. Or they might say, I'm actually good at math, I'm good at program, I'm good at electronics, right? So there's basically two types of people out there.
Right.
But in these companies, right, that are doing this type of work, if you look at like a Industrial Light and Magic or EA or these types of companies, they actually need people that use both sides of their brain.
Yeah, that's Carl. That's Carl. He uses both sides of his brain all
that's
the time.
Yeah, there you go.
I do use my brain in those things.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like one might feel more natural,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So a dean, explain what a dean actually does for a specialized university or a specialized school like that.
Yeah, so you know, as the dean of the college, I'm responsible for everything, all the academics of the college. So all of the faculty and all of the program directors report into me. So I'm responsible for making sure the college is functioning academically, that we're teaching the right types of things, that mm-hmm. the courses are working well, and that the faculty have what they need to teach the students.
So that would mean that the school actually has a focus, like an objective, a mission, and a vision that's you know, walking that fine line, and you keep everyone on that line.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have many partners mm-hmm. at the college, so I report to our president, and there's other departments like financial aid and the registrar's office. And, you know, those departments are not academic departments, but all the rest of the functioning academic departments within the college are things that I work with, and I try to help them meet their goals. I mean, as a college, our mission, and I do feel that this should be the mission of all colleges, to be quite honest, is student success. Mm-hmm. In other words, the students come there to find success. And so our purpose is to make sure that they can find it.
Well, I think when we get back, it'd be really good to hear more about his career and his experience, because you've got a wealth mm-hmm. of it, and how you actually lead your students into, you know, their careers based off of your experience and your knowledge and your wisdom. Do you have anything specific that you tell them, you know, quickly within, I guess we got 30 seconds before the next break, anything that you tell your students specifically about, you know, once you get out, this is what's important to learn about this industry or this career?
Yeah, well, probably one of the biggest things that I tell our students is to be focused, be selfish, mm-hmm. which is sometimes advice that people don't want to hear, but it is true. You need to focus on yourself.
Right.
In other words, don't let other people or other things distract you from your goals. And really, just because you're the best at Cogswell, that's not enough.
Right.
Just because you're the best in California, That's not enough. Nobody cares.
Right.
You have to really try to be the world's best.
Right.
And that's where their focus should be.
Well, we love that, man. And we're going to come back after our break, and we're going to hear more about Jerome and what he does. And I just heard he won an award, Carl, so we'll talk a little bit about that, too. So we'll be back again. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
The Carl and Carl Show.
This is Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis, Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com, or call 408-288-8806. Now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Hi, we want to bring you back. You got Carl Davis, and you got Carl Wilson, you got Jerome Solomon here from Cogswell College. And we're going to talk about some very interesting things that we know you, the listeners, would love to know more about. And we're going to talk about his website and how you can get connected to Cogswell. Carl, you were talking during break about this virtual reality, augmented reality. What were you going to ask him about?
We did a hackathon last year where we streamed between – it was a competition between Compton and Oakland. Mm-hmm. And we streamed the whole competition. And it was about teaching kids how to do 360 video, VR. We had Oculus Rift, which actually was one of our sponsors. And we had a few other people come in. You talk about the renaissance of computer graphics, which I think is absolutely incredible, from doing videos and doing movies and even rides at theme parks. Explain what you mean about the renaissance of computer graphics.
So so when I say the renaissance of computer graphics, what I believe is now we're sort of in a period of time where graphics basically is coming to the average person. Mm-hmm. Before, it was a little more niche, and there were only people that were in field that were having experiences with it. But through, you know, some of the things you're talking about, virtual reality, augmented reality, you know, but also, you know, our phones.
Explain the difference. Some people don't know the difference between VR and AR. So explain what that is.
So virtual reality, and this is a great point. So virtual reality is when you're looking at, you're put into a headset mm-hmm. that is displaying information. And typically these headsets will also come with headphones also, right, to immerse you completely into the experience. That's virtual reality, when you see somebody that's wearing a headset. Augmented reality is when you're wearing glasses, devices that are transparent or see-through on your head, right, like a set of glasses that display computer graphics onto your eyes or onto the actual piece of glass. So say, for instance, the way to if you look at something that's augmented reality, here's a perfect example of augmented reality technology. If you're in your car, right, you're using a map that shows up on your on your display, right? So you're when you're driving down the road, you're actually glancing down, mm-hmm. taking your eyes off the road and looking at the map. Well, what if that map was projected onto your actual windshield? So you didn't have to look off the road mm-hmm. to see the map, right? And it showed where you were going. That's an augmented reality solution, okay? Or what if the actual windshield itself is a monitor and the camera is showing you the road, so you're not actually looking out the window?
There's actually
so
a company.
Those are augmented reality solutions.
There's actually a company here in the Bay Area that's working with Ford to do that. Just that thing was it's augmented reality. We met with them about a year ago. They're doing AR with windshields,
yeah.
and they're trying to do that with Ford.
Yeah.
So does that when you talk about right brain and left brain, does that actually affect the right brain and left brain differently than as opposed to having Oculus Rift goggles and headphones on? Does it affect the brain and as far as the immersion of reality?
Well, normally when you're talking about augmented reality type of experiences, those aren't things where you're being transported to a new world.
Okay.
So it's not like an immersive experience. It's a experience that's augmenting or enhancing. What you're doing.
Okay.
Augmented reality actually has a lot of the potential growth of augmented reality is actually bigger than VR. Because it has a lot more practical application.
Right.
Say, for instance, if you're getting your refrigerator repaired, well, the repairman might walk into your house with a set of augmented reality glasses, and then when he looks at your refrigerator, it superimposes the model number, where all the parts are located within the mm-hmm. refrigerator so that he can make the repairs quickly.
Right. So that's an enhancement as opposed to...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Jerome, you know, you also, earlier during break, we talked about this unnatural marriage of art and technology to produce innovation and creative solutions. But what did you mean by that?
Yes, I'll talk about art and science as sort of like an unnatural marriage. It's like mixing water and oil in that, my experience working in these fields is that what happens as soon as you try to do a project that is requires both a technical and a creative solution is that everything sort of breaks down. It suddenly becomes infinitely more difficult
right.
to do
right.
because you have creatives interacting with technical people in a very close way, right? And so an engineer might write something and go, okay, this works. And a creative person right. comes in and goes, no, that's no, not what we right. need. We need this. And they're just thinking creatively. And all of a sudden, all your deadlines are shot.
Right.
You know, so that's why I just say it's a unnatural marriage. I mean, it's one in which you have to be really committed to it. You have to really want to make something new and be innovative. As an engineer, you have to be willing to change. As an artist, you have to be willing to compromise. You know, and so that's sort of how.
So that's exactly what you're doing at the college right now.
Yeah.
That's what that left brain, right brain. You know, you mentioned something too about an event in L.A. Did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I also have the pleasure of being the conference chair for SIGGRAPH 2017. SIGGRAPH is the world's largest computer graphics conference in the world. We'll bring 15,000 attendees to Los Angeles July 30th through August 3rd. And SIGGRAPH is a unique conference in that it covers all of our computer graphics. So we have it's the world's leading research papers are published there. If you publish your paper at SIGGRAPH, you usually immediately will get hired or you'll get your PhD or something like that. Like those really great things that happen if you can publish a paper at SIGGRAPH. It's a huge deal. We also have a computer animation festival that's a qualifying event for the Academy Awards, the Oscars.
Oh, really?
So there's a lot of really neat stuff happening with SIGGRAPH. So this year I'm doing some fun. In addition to all the cool virtual reality and augmented reality, we're actually talking with a company called Neurable that I'll give a quick plug to. They're in Boston, but they have a device that sits on your head and it senses your brain waves and it's actually able to control the computer. So think of not using a mouse,
man.
But think about putting something on your head and that controls a computer. We're going to have a virtual reality a storytelling festival where you sit into a VR headset and you get an actual film displayed and have a sort of theatrical experience. I'm going to actually bring a live giraffe to the conference.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I like to do crazy things. You know, so here we go.
See, that's
crazy
why we
Jerome.
That's why we invited him, folks. Go ahead,
we're bringing, so Otis College is sponsoring an event. We're bringing a live giraffe SIGGRAPH, and it's going to be a drawing class. So we have so instead of like, so normally you'll do, you'll draw a nude model.
Mm-hmm.
Normally what you would do, you would sit down and draw, or you would draw an object, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do a class which is an actual giraffe, so people can actually draw a real giraffe.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, so there's some really innovative and cool things happening at the
Speaking
conference.
About that plug you gave, let's make sure we get your website out now, mm-hmm. and then we'll do it again later. And for anybody that wants to hear the show again, we're going to make this show available via podcast later
sure.
on. But let's get your...
Sure. So the website for the college is mm-hmm. cogswell.edu, cogswell.edu.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and on that same vein of what you're doing, you just won an award, or you're receiving an award, or explain that a little bit.
Yeah. So this.
Or did
is...
I let the cat out the bag? Did he know he was getting an award?
Oops! It's the Oscars.
Right. No, I've been doing some work out in the community with a few different organizations. I mean Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, Jack and Jill, and the Green Scholar Frank Green Scholars Program mm-hmm. also. And I was contacted by the Silicon Valley NAACP that I'll be receiving a NAACP Circle of Friends Award.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's really awesome.
You said NAACP, not NCAA.
No, not NCAA.
Okay.
That would be cool,
that
though, too.
That always confuses me sometimes. Well, that's good. Congratulations, man. That's incredible.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you know, for me, honestly, I never thought I would be receiving an award, especially from a prestigious organization like the NAACP. And my father, and I'll say this when I accept the work, because I'll be accepting it on his behalf. But my father was a lifetime member of the NAACP, mm-hmm. and he also was an attorney in Bakersfield during doing a lot of the civil rights movement. And he, you know, I remember there's a period of time when I couldn't go visit my father. I was living in Los Angeles with my mom because my father was worried about his life,
right.
and he was carrying
right.
a gun. And
right.
I mean, it was just a very different period. So, you know, for me, it's just a complete honor. I feel fortunate to be, you know, wow. part of that history.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I'm looking forward to some of the stuff that Jerome and I were talking about. And Carl, we're adding some things we don't want to let out the bag now, but there's some very interesting projects we're going to be working on. Before we wrap it up, because we probably got about another minute, is there any sort of parting remarks you want to give us, Jerome, that you want the listeners to know, or you maybe want those students to know how to get in touch with you or what they have to do to come to Cogswell?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm pretty easy to contact. I mean, I'll just give all my email addresses. Just J Solomon, JSOLOMON at cogswell.edu. Also, I'm listed on the faculty web pages there, and you can contact me that way. I mean, you know, for me, I always tell students and parents the same thing. You know, send your son or daughter to the best college that they can get into. Be focused on their success. You know, and if they are interested in these fields, then I mean, I can definitely say, you know, with confidence that Cogswell is a good place to look at. I mean, I mentioned this to you guys earlier, but I want to mention it there. So we are advised by, you know, Pixar Animation Studios officially. We're officially advised by DreamWorks. We're officially advised by Sony PlayStation. So we have real, you know, expertise in areas. And I think, you know, if your son or daughter is interested in these types of things or computer science, we even have a business program, then I would definitely have them look at it.
Well, I'm honored to have met you, Mr. Solomon. I will call you instead of Jerome. And my kids, I would love to bring my kids down there to check out the college.
It's awesome.
It's a wonderful school. So we want to thank you, Jerome. And we look forward to probably bringing you back again because you have so much information that I know everyone would love to know more about it. This is how Silicon Valley gets connected. And we want to thank all of our listeners to being a part of this program. You've had Carl and Carl together today, and this is Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected. Silicon Valley Business Connections.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.